All right, you guys know that I enjoy MMA. I've been to UFC fights here. I've been to UFC fights in Las Vegas. You know that I enjoy boxing as well. Literally was just in Vegas a week ago for the Morrell Jr. Benavidez fight at T-Mobile. Well, this coming weekend at Canterbury Park, their event center, Ignite Fights. They've got an MMA card that's going to crush it. I'm going to be in attendance. I hope to be in attendance on Saturday. But joining us now from Ignite Fights is Jeremy Bjornberg. And one fighter that's going to be part of the card this Saturday night, his name is Ozzie Judge. He's one of the co-main events. And they join us now courtesy of the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline. Gentlemen, how you doing this evening?
Very good, Henry. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Henry. We appreciate it. Jeremy here.
Yeah, man. Hey, well, let's start with you, Jeremy. First off, tell me a little bit about Ignite Fights, because it sounds like you've been a part of the fight game for quite some time.
Yeah, this will be we've done over 120 shows. I think we're at, like, for MMA alone, we've done, like, 107. This is the 107th. We've been doing this since 2009. We've done Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, but mainly Minnesota. Canterbury is our home park. We've done over, I think, almost 30 shows there.
And you do both MMA and boxing, correct?
Yeah, we've done about 8 to 9 boxing, and we're doing a boxing show in May. But this one here is MMA and Muay Thai. MMA is really our bread and butter. And then Muay Thai is something that we're building up on the undercards, kind of to, you know, take its own branch someday, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this, Ozzie. I want to bring you in for a second. I'm already biased for you just because I found out a little bit earlier today that my buddy Caleb Truex is a guy that's in your corner and supports you. So that's some good vibes right there, my man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I've been working out with Caleb for probably, maybe going on 8 months now. Just, you know, working on some more of the boxing aspect of MMA, and it's really elevated my game quite a bit, and we've became great friends over it as well.
Yeah, he's a really good dude. So I must ask you the same question I asked Jeremy, but this from you being a fighter. How long you been in the fight business and fight game?
I had my pro debut September of 2006.
Wow. You've been in it for a minute, man. How many people have you crushed?
My professional MMA record is 17 wins, 7 losses, 1 draw.
Okay.
I've also competed in professional Muay Thai, and I actually started doing tough man boxing, and that was in 2005. This will be my 42nd overall fight.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Now, are you a native Minnesotan?
Yes, I am, yep.
All right, that'll be another.
I grew up.
Go ahead.
Yeah, South Minneapolis and East Bloomington, predominantly.
That's nice. That's nice. Jeremy, why is this show, this coming Saturday, with all the fights you have, why is this going to be a really great event for people to go out and support?
Oh, there's so many reasons. Like, we have a main event where we have someone from Eastern Europe who's 13-2 that'll be flying in to fight someone who just lost on The Ultimate Fighter, Austin Tweedy from Indianapolis. That's a national, international main event. Ozzy's going to be on the card fighting Hulk Hogan's nephew, David Bellea, who's from Las Vegas, Nevada. He's 8-3. Ozzy's, even though he's not, you know, he's still a young man, he's willing to take on anyone out there. He found the toughest guy we could in his category.
Yeah, and I got to ask you this, and we're talking to Jeremy Bjornberg and also Ozzie Judge here on the Late Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. First off, for you, Jeremy, why is the MMA community, why is it continuing to expand?
You know, a lot of it's to get into the boring part. Amateur boxing isn't really an event that people go to or sell tickets to. It's a very cheap, lower-grade event. You're wearing headgear. You can't see the face. Amateur MMA is just like professional MMA, so you do it on the same card with professional, and the fighters get a chance to learn how to sell tickets, build a customer base, and you're able to do more events because you have more reliable ticket sellers. Minnesota boxing right now is really dead. There is a big event on Friday at Grand Hinkley Casino, but it's the first real local event in a long time. Whereas MMA, I mean, we're at Mystic 3 times a year and Canterbury 3 times a year, just in Shakopee alone.
Yeah, I'm with you on the amateur part. I do think that in the professional ranks, boxing is starting to take off again. And the reason why I say this is because I've been tracking this and following, and I know the people from Premier Boxing Championships, PBC is real big, Al Heyman and all that, just because it seems like in the last year and a half to 2 years that boxing understands the momentum from MMA has been so massive and so big that boxing as a sport – They have to make better fights, right? Like you, people want to see Terrence Crawford face Errol Spence. I went to that fight. Now people want to see Terrence Crawford face Canelo. So in the fight game, you got to make the good fights, and that's something that like Dana White and the MMA community has done a better job at. What do you think, Jeremy?
For sure. You know, they haven't signed the exclusive contracts, and they're able they don't have the Muhammad Ali Act, which protects the boxers big time on the purses if they're a world champion. And that alone makes it a whole different ball game. It's going to be interesting because, you know, the UFC is getting into TKO boxing, you know, the parent company they're owned by. And Turki Alashik is going to be quite involved. They're going to call it TKO boxing. And that's going to be, I've heard, you know, announced very soon where they're going to start a boxing division. And that's, you know, going to be big, I think, to see if their concept works in boxing.
Yeah. Hey, Ozzy, tell me a little bit about you as a fighter, man. Like you're part of the co-main event. What can I expect from you? Because when we talk about, you know, fighters both in MMA or in boxing, everybody's different, man. Everybody's got different personalities, right? Like, are you a trash talker, or you got kind of a, you know, I'm very calm, I'm composed. Are you more of a boxer, or are you more of a wrestler and grappler? Tell me a little bit about you and your style.
Well, I'm a blue collar guy. You know, I've been doing concrete work for, you know, over 25 years now, through the Labor's Local 563 in Minneapolis. And so, you know, it's just, you know, I kind of have a blue collar, you know, attitude towards it. I just get up every morning, work out, you know, I go to work. After work, I work out. And that's kind of how I am, you know, in the fight, too. I just have a real blue-collar attitude towards it. I'm just going to fight and do my job and see it through until it's done. I don't trash talk or anything. I don't need to. I really enjoy fighting, so I don't need to hype myself up or anything like that. And I've built quite a fan base over the last 20 years. I think it's because, you know, I am a personable person. I use a shovel and stuff during the day, and then I'm very entertaining when I fight. It's always a dog fight when I'm in there.
Yeah. No, I like that, man. You seem like a very laid back and just a mellow guy and just a personable person. I really do appreciate that. Hey, Jeremy, tell me a little bit about the setup there at Canterbury Park in the event center. I've been to Canterbury Park for years, right? I go out there. I've done times where I've actually hosted in terms of talking about the horses and giving out picks and handicapping and stuff like that. And I'm really cool with Jeff Madej and the Samsons. So I go to Canterbury Park. I'm very familiar, but I've never actually been in the event center, and it sounds really, really cool. I know they built it like 12 years ago.
Yes, basically it's a 20,000 square foot room, wide open. We set it up really nice. We rent a huge projector to shoot on the wall. There's already TV screens on the other side, but we have a huge, I think it's like 20 by 40 projection screen, and then we bring in bleachers that hold 1,200 people in there as well, so that everyone has a great seat in there. If you want to come, like I said, let me know your group. We'll have you sit in row one, you know, cage side. You'll be able to spill your beer on the cage if need be.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, for the listening audience, for people that are listening right now, and they're like, man, it sounds pretty cool. They like Ozzy because they hear that he's just a guy that just, he puts his hard hat on, he gets to work, and he enjoys fighting, and they like that you're putting on this fight. For people out there, and they want more information, how can they get tickets?
Go to nitrotickets.com. That's nitrotickets.com. And we'll also be on pay-per-view at spectationsports.com.
Oh, wow. It's going to be on pay-per-view, too? That's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, you know, we've really stepped that up the last few years. And the quality of production and what we put into it, the camera work, like I said, I think that we put on, you know, we try to put on the best show we can in Minnesota, and Canterbury does their part to make it great, too.
For the people out there that may have heard a name or two of fighters that you've managed, Jeremy, who have you managed just so people can kind of get a feel?
Right now we got in the UFC, Quang Lee, Thomas Peterson. In the past, you know, plenty of guys that have fought, you know, big fights. Gerald Meerschaert, who has the most finishes in the UFC at 185. I've had a lot of young guys that fought in Bellator, stuff like that, like Mike Richmond. So I've been around a long time. Mike Richmond's now a BKFC champion. And so there's a lot of great fighters that came out of Minnesota that I was, you know, proud and happy to be able to work with. And most of them are local guys, although I have some guys that are out of state as well.
All right, for the people out there that just heard about you talking about the tickets at nitrotickets.com, about how many fights will be on the card?
That's the amazing part is we start at 1 p.m. because we put on 32 fights. There's going to be 12 Muay Thai and 20 MMA.
Wow.
Ozzy can tell you it's a long night. Yeah, Ozzy doesn't like to sit very late
either. That's bang for your buck right there.
Yeah, for sure. And our goal is to build the community, the fight community, and make sure that everyone gets a chance that might be able to move up the ladder or just achieve their dreams if that's what their goals are.
Yeah. Ozzy, I'm going to let you have the final word, my man, for all of those people out there listening that are like, man, this Ozzy Judge guy, he sounds pretty cool. What can they expect when they see you fight as part of the co-main event?
It's going to be a great atmosphere. Like I said, I mean, you know, there'll be the Ozzy chant. You know, there's usually hundreds or over 1,000 people chanting. You know, it's going to be a great atmosphere. And I like to finish fights. You know, I go into the cage and, you know, I don't feel like I'm winning if the guy's still standing.
I like it. I like it. Well, Ozzy, man, hey, good luck this coming Saturday. I hope to be in attendance. Jeremy, I'll definitely hit you up. And I appreciate you coming on the show tonight to talk about the great things that you guys got going on at Canterbury Park with Ignite Fights. I appreciate it, my man.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks for the time and have a great day.
All right. Take care.